I thought you were going to say something more after that.
I thought I was waiting for it.
Oh, I thought that you were going to chime in, but it's okay.
Give us another one. We got it. Go ahead.
No, we're not starting over.
How embarrassing. We all beefed it.
It's a podcast.
Bree once started an episode while I was on Instagram. I'm sitting there like typing away.
Hey, my bad.
Excuse me, you gonna get off? And I was can I edit this out? And she's like, no.
This is what people like. They don't like scripted stuff. Hi, I'm Honest Teacher Vibes. Follow my Instagram and my TikTok and my YouTube. I need more followers on YouTube.
Yeah, they really don't like when you drop names and stuff like Mrs. William Fifth on TikTok, YouTube,
or
and
like
Instagram.
World,
she's a TikTok queen. She has 4.6 million followers. I'm gonna start name dropping you like every
I have 4.6 followers.
4.6. I want to know what the point is.
But while we were getting ready for this episode, we honestly started talking about not just our bullies as kids, as students, but also our bullies as teachers. And we thought, these are all such great stories.
Yeah.
We should share them and talk to you guys about them, because I feel like that's something that's not talked about as much. Like, people
for
who,
sure.
Like, we have platforms, but yet we're like, people don't always like us.
We didn't really
people
segue into
nice
bullies. People are like, what is she talking about?
What do you mean?
We didn't even segue into bullies. We was like laughing at something random.
Oh, we had a great segue.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. I missed
where
it
were
up.
You?
I'm sorry. I messed it up.
She was thinking about all the torment she's been through in her life.
I got beat up by this girl named Kiyosha.
I was like, I'm very confused. I thought we did segue.
Wait, did I miss it? Because I thought we did.
I thought it was a beautiful segue, and I was like, man, that's art.
Thank you. Okay, art, well, as Ray says, I have a way with words. You said that about me.
No,
yesterday.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
So I know. I thought I'm just playing.
I was like, I know I'm not crazy.
She's like, okay.
So
are we being serious?
Yeah. Do we want? Yes. What do we want to start with?
I think we start with our childhood.
Childhood. Okay.
I don't want to talk about that.
I want to go in chronological order.
I want you to talk about your earliest trauma.
Okay. What kind of
I want to know what made us the psychopaths we are today.
Where is this going, people?
I just want to know what made you want strangers' affection. Go ahead.
How do you know that about me?
She's genuinely concerned right now.
Bree does not just give out her number to random people anymore.
Stop. We ain't gonna bring
it up. I said
she's
just, she doesn't.
We ain't gonna bring it up.
Oh,
okay?
My gosh.
I be giving my number out, okay?
She doesn't anymore, though. I said you don't anymore.
I gave it to somebody the
other day. Bree!
Why would you do that?
I thought we made progress.
You're going to have to change your number.
No, listen, I watch a lot of Criminal Minds.
Listen, they can get a lot of info.
No, they can't. Y'all be acting like people can kidnap you from your cell phone.
You don't know.
Wooly goes, I know, because I watch a lot of Criminal Minds. Not going to lie, the other day in the Uber, I said to Wooly, I know, because I watched 16 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, so I know.
I'm a TV doctor.
I know what I'm doing.
Everybody's a TV doctor.
I'm a TV doctor. I'm a TV criminologist.
I'm
all of those things.
I'm an expert.
I wear many hats.
I need to stop watching Dateline because now I'm paranoid. I got in an Uber yesterday and I sent my location to my twin and to Joel. And they was like, why are you telling me you could get in an Uber?
What is that? Okay. I know. We need to get about bullying, but here. Question.
But here.
What does that do?
Something like
that does nothing. If you're sharing your location with someone who's 12,000 miles away, that you're in an Uber and then your dot just stays in one place.
At least they could call the cops and be like,
right. She's murdered here.
Location.
her body's here. Like,
how are you going to go immediately to my body being there?
Because what are they going to do? You sent an SOS?
Now I'm stressed.
I'm just saying, never trust an Uber.
We take an Uber all the time, fam.
We do,
together as a group. As a group.
Listen, okay, I did something dumb once. This is not bullying also. But anyway, we'll get back on that. So I was on my way back from LA and I had a connecting flight in DC, but it was like I had a 5-hour layover.
Ew.
It was the only one. So like I land in DC and I'm like, do I want to sit this airport for 5 hours, rent a car and drive for 5 hours? Or do I want to, you know, go see DC for a little bit? Because I haven't been in a while. So I was by myself. I get an Uber. I'm like riding around the city. I call my husband and I was like, hey, just letting you know, like I left the airport. And he's like, what? That was stupid. He's like yelling at me. He's like, why are you in an Uber by yourself in a city that you've been to once? And I'm like, I'm okay. Like, I will be all right.
I've seen
and
House
my
of
Uber
cards
driver was
fine.
The nicest person.
Like,
I've seen The Karate Kid. No, I know we'll what fine. I'm doing. It's all right.
So
wax on,
talking about segues, when I was at the airport, airport stories, bully stories, then we'll get to bullying. I was at the airport they all connect. And I was waiting to leave from, or coming in from Atlanta, right? So I'm like walking and I ran into someone, I was talking to them. And then we are on the, I was going to say trolley. What's it called? Ding, ding, ding. With the train. Thanks. So I'm there and this guy through a mask, so you know it's bad when it's through a mask, was like, are your nails painted? And I was like,
gosh.
And then I like didn't hear him. So then he goes, are your nails painted, with his mask down? And I was like, and I thought, I guess we're making funny exchanges. So I'm like, is your nose hair longer than the head on your hair? And
he was like, the hair
on your head. He was like, pissed. Said a couple mean things. And then thank God the train stopped and he got off. But I was like, I thought we were making jokes.
Why was it even his business? The audacity.
Seriously. The audacity that dudes have. But bullies.
That was a bully.
How many of you were bullied in your childhood?
Yes. Raise your hand if you were victimized as a child.
I don't know if I was bullied or like it was just normal kid like arguments type of situation.
Okay, we know as teachers the difference between bullying and like teasing or whatever is like over a span of time.
Give us an example, and we'll dissect it.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Give us an example of what you don't know if it was.
We just roasted the crap out of each other all the time. I didn't have anybody that was like actively.
But like, okay, were you guys like, you guys were all in on it?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's not bullying.
Just teasing. No. I mean, no, you're just playing with each other. I got beat up by this girl named Keosha for real at the basketball. Keosha, if you're listening, I hope your macaroni and cheese is dry for Christmas.
It will be. Karma has a way.
No, I was bullied hard.
What happened?
Yeah, like my so my freshman year of high school, I was friends with this girl and she was dating a senior at the time, which but she and the senior broke up and the senior like started to text me.
Oh, girl.
But I didn't like, I was friends with her. So I was like,
it was an innocent party.
Right. Yeah. I was just like, I'm just receiving these texts. And, she was friends with other girls who also didn't like me for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And she like created this whole network of bullies to torment me in every class.
Oh my gosh.
So my like, I just like spit on my face.
Knocked her out.
So like starting my sophomore year of high school. So I had bio, first period, and I had like, I wore hair extensions, like clip in ones, because my hair was really short and it wouldn't grow back as long. And they would like sit behind me in class and just like roast my hair and like talk about me right behind me. I was sat in class crying every day.
Oh my gosh.
And then their friends in all their other classes, like their friend group, would like torment me throughout my day. So any class I went to, I had a girl sit behind me and bully me over like 4 or 5 months.
That's like tactical. That is like, that's like clinical.
Like by the end of it.
Anything better to do?
Not at all.
That is ridiculous.
By the end of it, like I ended up having to go to the, like the senior guidance counselor and she like blocked them from being in any more of my classes ever. Like in all of high school, they weren't allowed to be in my classes. And I went to a big school. So like it was easy to do. And then, like, my senior year, so fast forward 2 years, this girl who was a part of that group, like, she actually came up to me and was like, hey, I just wanted to say I'm really sorry for everything we did to you.
That's good.
I know, like, it was awful, but, like, I don't know why I did it. I'm really, really sorry. And I was like, I forgive you. Like, I was like, it was awful, but I forgive you.
That
like,
was really big of her to admit that, though. Because that can be really difficult, especially for students to be able to do, teenagers to be able to do. So that's awesome that she was able to not just grow as a person, but acknowledge, reflect on it. I am really sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
Because what they did, like, they planned out what they wanted to
do. Yeah, it was intense.
That's not like little, that's not even just like, minimalized.
I pushed your books out of 100%, your hands in the
hallway. Or just like little snide comments as you're walking. No, that's like
they've been
vicious.
Planning that out.
They legit planned it. And I was like, how? I mean, it was kind of impressive, like how strategic
honestly,
it was.
I was going to say that, but then I was like, that's so shit. Poopy, tell them to do that. believe that. But no, that was malicious.
It was very. It was very. And I mean, the sad thing is, like, just me as a person, like how I am, I forgive and kind of forget.
Yeah.
But like, I, even to this day, I'm still friends with all these girls on Facebook and I see their lives now and I'm like, well, she had another baby. Good for her. Like, yeah. I'm like, I just can't, I don't have it in me to be like, I hate you.
And you don't want to. You don't want to care. You don't want
to
care.
No, you don't want to hold on to that. And it's like, you know, you did this awful thing to me. Yes. But,
and you know that you don't necessarily want to be their best friend now. Right. But you don't want bad things to happen
to them. Like, I would be so happy to, like, never talk to you again in my life. But do you?
I had this, the neighborhood I grew up in, we were, I don't know why, it was bizarre, we were all the same age. So there was like 30 kids in this like little mile neighborhood that we all were in the same grade. And so when I was younger, I had a terrible speech impediment until I was in like eighth grade. Oh. So we like into co-ed until you're in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy. And then when you're queer and then you're Puerto Rican at a very white school, not easy. So, growing up, it was just like, it was terrible.
One thing after the other. After,
like, I one time told on a girl in my class because she was eating the end of her eraser, just chewing on it. And I was like, she's going to get lead poisoning. So they called me Tell the Tattletale. And then when I had like a little bit of a belly when I was in elementary school, so they called me Telly the Teletubby. And honestly, these are, they're mean, but honestly, that's, you got me. Like, as an adult, I can't be like, okay, that's funny, you know? So I was telling you before we started the podcast, my freshman year of, and this was before Glee, by the way, I need to call Ryan Murphy, sir, that's my storyline. I was nominated for home.
I tell your husband you couldn't pronounce that word.
Nominated. He's going to make, cancel it. Like,
doctor's
he's
going to
go
mad.
Get lessons on speech. So we, I was nominated, oh my God, for homecoming prince. And when they called my name, they had a tiara and they announced me as the homecoming princess. And I was mortified. Oh, it was my freshman year, so just accept the tone. So then, anyways, like 2 years ago, I'm on, maybe even less than that, I'm on Facebook and I get a message from one of the guys I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. It's a long message. And it was like, I feel so bad about the teasing we did and all this. And like, is if there's anything I could do now, but like, I just like, I feel terrible with the way I made you feel. And he also married, one of the girls in our, that we went to school with that was super sweet. And I was like, honestly, like, there's nothing you can do. I'm just like really glad you came to terms with this now. And he's having kids. I'm like, so the best thing you can do is teach your boys specifically, like what toxic masculinity is. And like that, like, especially making fun of someone's like sexuality, something they cannot change, is like terrible for them. And it was the best conversation. Now, granted, I don't want to be like best friends with you. We haven't talked since this conversation, but it was just good knowing that he's like, as a dad, I'd be mortified if someone was doing that to my kids. I'm like, I love that.
These kids don't understand. Awesome. They do not understand their words and their picking at
people
and things like that. The amount of kids that have committed suicide.
Oh, yeah.
It's sad.
We lost two kids at my school
That's
in the last
devastating.
3 or 4 years because kids were bullying them and they just couldn't.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. Like, one thing I always tell, like, I do an experiment with my, well, not even an experiment, but I do, like, an activity with my students at the beginning of every school year. I get, and I'm sure it's a common one, I get, like, I give each of them a bowl, a toothpick, and then toothpaste.
Yeah.
And I give them like 10 seconds. They say, you have 10 seconds to get out all of the toothpaste out of the tube. Mm-hmm. And they like squirt it all into the bowl. And then they're like, oh yeah, that was so fun. Like, that was so fast. I did it so quickly. And then I go, okay, now I'm going to give you like 30 seconds and you have to get all the toothpaste with your toothpick back into the tube. And they're like, what? Like, that's not, I can't do that. And so it's like funny to watch them do it. And then after, it leads into a really good discussion of like, okay, so yeah, it was really easy to squirt all the toothpaste. It was real fun to like get it all out and like to do all that. And then it's impossible to put it all back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, kids will never, or people in general, won't remember what you wore. They won't remember what your hair looked like. Yeah. They won't remember like what your makeup was like, but they will never forget how you made them feel.
Right.
I remember when I was in high school, and whenever I think back of to people that really just made me feel bad about myself, it always came from people who at the time I really thought were my best friends.
I think that's the worst kind too.
Yeah. I remember when I was in high school, and for those of you that don't know, like, I met Avery my senior year of high school, my husband.
High school sweetheart.
Well, he was a little older than me.
Boop.
So he was in...
He was your high school sweetheart.
Yes. Yes. And before him, I was dating this guy, and it was like completely like toxic.
Yeah.
Like, it was bad. But my best friend at the time was also dating my ex's friend. Mm-hmm. And just like finding, not only did at the time, you know, find out, you know, as my ex was cheating on me, she was covering for him, like, oh, that girl's pretty, that girl's pretty. But also, like, once I kind of got out of that circle and started dating mm-hmm. Avery, she and the girls my ex cheated on me with went to Harris Teeter, bought
Wait, what's Harris Teeter?
What is that?
It's y'all don't have Harris Teeter.
I was like, who?
We in the north.
Like, I was like, who? I was like, who Midwest, is Harris babe. Teeter? Is Harris Teeter your cousin?
No, we don't have that. Fancy grocery
is Harris
store.
Teeter her cousin?
Harris
I thought
Teeter's.
That was somebody's cousin.
Harris Teeter's a grocery
yeah,
store.
Yeah, no, we don't have those.
But they went to Harris Teeter, bought a cookie cake, and had them write like prom question mark, put it on my car.
No.
And they were like, hey, maybe you should, like, she trying, like, being my friend, like, oh, maybe you shouldn't go with Avery. Like, it looks like you have a secret admirer. Maybe don't try to make the distance work. And if I listened to her, I wouldn't be married to him right now. And she, like, just thinking back.
People are devious.
Like, who puts in the time for that? And, like, you know, now we ended up going to the same college, and I tried to just kind of keep my distance.
You should have tripped her on the way
to school. And it's great. Like, she's getting married now, and I hope she has a happy life and a happy whatever.
Do you think that they had cookie cake at their wedding?
I y'all hope someone drops their cookie cake. Josh.
Are we the bullies? Just, is the call coming from inside the house?
Oh my God. Maybe. But I just, like, who has nothing better to do that they just sit and plan? Like,
hurt
in my
people,
situation,
hurt people,
your
hurt
situation,
people do hurt people.
They just plan, like, I want to make them feel bad.
And some people don't have the self-awareness to realize how their words are affecting other people and that they're actually being a bully.
Right.
Honestly, and this isn't even about bullying in school. This was being bullied as a young teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
When I tell you the number of older teachers who have openly said, she's too annoying to have real friends. And I remember this really upset me.
I'm a real friend.
I remember one teacher literally, like, my best friend at my old school, absolute best friend, love him to death. Another teacher just went around saying, just so you know, he's not really her friend. He's just waiting for her to leave so that he can stop pretending. And then, like, went to my friend and was like, that's okay, right? My friend was like, why would you say that? And then I made a video about it, and he, at school, he's, that's so on brand for her, just trying to get attention. God. It's literally about you, sweetheart. It's
some
literally
people are
about
such
you.
Crabs in a bucket, man.
You know, that phrase,
you know, some people are like, you know, like, if one crab try to crawl out of a bucket, the other crabs will pull that crab back down.
Oh my God, I've never heard that.
People who are in miserable situations, they're freaking crabs in a bucket, man.
I'm the first crab to grab you down too. I'm just
Where do you think you're going?
Yeah. Prettier than I do today.
Where do you think you're going? No.
That was me with Tell last night. I said, if you look cuter than me going to dinner, I will hate you.
And he did.
Naturally, flawlessly,
we haven't talked
with
since.
No effort,
we now
looked
hate
better
each other.
Than
Our
everybody.
Our friendship is over.
This is so uncomfortable.
No, but the amount of my teacher bullying came more so in the sense that it was like, you're young. You don't know what you're talking about. You have no expertise in this matter.
Right.
Like, sit down and shut up. Like, and it was kind of like, I didn't just go through 4 years of college and then now I'm working on my master's degree and, like, I don't have any of that knowledge.
I'm really trying to relate, but the way my attitude is set up and the way my mouth is set up, don't even think about it. Like, I just know I can't stand a bully, and I have absolutely no patience for it at all. And I'm, like, one of the friendliest people, I think.
Yeah.
And, like, super approachable. I will shut it down immediately. Mm-hmm. And I don't like seeing a teacher bully another, especially a younger teacher. I'm too outspoken.
Teachers,
I say something immediately.
Teachers are pooped on so much. Mm-hmm. And it is, like, this is something I talk about on TikTok a lot.
I can't help but laugh because I know you're being PG for
pooped.
Me.
You're
and I'm like, it's, like, silly
I
to me.
So.
We were talking about rating our social medias, and I'm like, there's definitely some four-letter words I use quite often.
Oh my gosh.
No, but
listen,
like,
and I tell my kids straight up, I'm like, I curse. Just, there's a time and a place for me, and school's not the one.
Right.
So, like they know, but, like, I don't lie to them and pretend. Like, I'm like, I'm an adult. I say curse words.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. Page is the PG
We're
one.
Growing here. We're growing.
poop.
No, I just think teachers, like, I always talk about how we have to advocate for each other. And although there are teachers that have annoyed me I mean, can't even describe. Like, you have to advocate for each other. Because when you're not working together is how we get into situations where administration or whatever is able to take advantage of that, right?
Yeah.
And also take advantage of the niceness, you know? Like, you can, if you want to go to a funeral, well, we don't have coverage for that. You're going to have to ask the other fifth grade teacher to step. It's like, no.
Yeah, no.
It's what's really interesting, and this is just another, like, example of how poor some of the older teachers, like they thought so little of me, because this summer I worked for a company that did AP content and stuff. Yeah. And that was exciting for me.
Yeah.
I love history. Yeah. I love social studies so much. I could talk about it all day. And like, I do a lot of research.
Yeah.
For it. And this was my fourth year teaching. And I just remember some of the older teachers like got in this huddle, and my friend, like they genuinely don't think we're friends. They genuinely think that I'm too annoying for him to want to be friends with me. Right. But it's so funny. Right.
I'm so annoying and loud.
They were like, fourth year teacher, like she knows enough about anything to be able to do that. And I'm like,
were these other history teachers? Yes. Let me tell you something. Let's take a moment.
Read them.
The library is open. That was a RuPaul reference. I didn't come up with that. Or that was Paris is Burning.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the thing.
I'm so impressed.
I love older teachers. They're seasoned, right? Yes. And we love that. Mm-hmm. In history, especially in the social studies field, it takes a lot for you to say, hey, what I've been teaching might be incorrect.
Yeah.
So the younger ones are the ones coming and saying, actually,
let's not rewrite history.
At my first school,
I said, hey guys, because I'm now teaching world religions, like I noticed that the way that we approach Hinduism in world history, in Buddhism, is not correct. And well, this is what we've done for 15 years. And
right. Like, why is it that because we've done something for so long, it can't change?
I think that's what bothers you. So I think sometimes it's even just intimidation of like, babes, we don't need to be teaching about Columbus and Thanksgiving the way that we know it anymore. And that's fine. Things have adapted. Let's do it differently. Let's do it differently.
Like even my, like me being in school, I remember my school, like when I was in kindergarten, we took a trip to the other elementary school. They were the Pilgrims.
Yes. And the Native Americans.
And we literally had a little Thanksgiving feast. And I'm like, I look back at that. I'm like, who? Like, I'm like, no, we would not do that.
Well, what's really interesting when it comes to content, like, absolutely. The longer you teach, the more classroom management ideas and like teacher ideas that you gain. But when it comes to content, you either know it or you don't. It doesn't matter how many years you've done it for.
Like, we're going to get there. You're going to learn classroom management. Like, that is something, I feel so bad for saying this, but anytime I have a student teacher, they're like, and I'm in a classroom management class right now, I'm like, are you?
No. Yeah, like, that's a joke.
I love that for you.
Yeah, you can't learn. Yeah, I love that.
You're going to learn so much.
And when they come in the classroom, I'm like, no, this is, like, we would love to be able to sit there. I know, I make jokes about this all the time, but, like, if I could just be like Mr. Monroe, because he's just so kind. I feel like would probably never lose his cool in a kid. And sometimes I'm just like, no, sit down. Like, it's like I never do the correct polite thing.
He's so kind. He walks up and he's like, hey, buddy. I'm like, wake up. Why are you sitting
in my head? Like, chucking a chair at him.
Kid could be
chucking a chair at him. He'd be like, hey there, buddy.
Hey there, buddy.
Could you not throw that chair at my skull?
And the kid would listen, probably.
Throw that chair at your mama, not at me.
All right. Thanks.
Just so y'all know, Mr. Monroe is like sitting off camera.
He's in the studio. We love him so much.
Out to the side.
If he came up to me and I did something wrong in class, and he's like, "Hey, buddy, I saw they did this," I would profusely cry.
I would cry. Yeah.
I would give him my firstborn. Oh, yeah. I would be like, "What do you need? How do I fix this?"
Mr. Monroe, in about 15 years, when I have my first child, I will deliver him to your doorstep.
Right. Yeah. It would take him to say, "I'm disappointed in you," for me to be like, I'm done.
Mr. Monroe have a deal that he will take my children when they're growing up, and then I'll take his high school, like when they're high schoolers. I'll teach the high schoolers if he teaches mine as an elementary school.
I thought you meant like your legit children. Are you gonna trade kids?
Yes, we're gonna trade children.
But don't y'all feel like so he doesn't care about us talking about him because he's sitting right there. But don't y'all know he has a podcast called What the World Needs Now?
Do y'all not feel like he is like the young version?
He's like the young version of Mr. Rogers.
Does that mean he can be my brother?
Yes.
Ah, no.
Yes.
We're training our children. Like, Mr. Monroe, his entire goal in life, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is like to spread just positivity, love, and kindness.
Give
and
us a thumbs up if that's correct.
Yes.
He gave us a thumb down.
He's so cool.
No, but he's the most like wholesome, kind person I've ever met.
When I was at the school I'm at now, long story, but anyways.
Right.
We'll get into that in another episode. So I walked in and I'm not going to say names, was like, happy Cinco de Mayo, Tal. And I was like, cool. And she was like, you can speak Spanish all day if you want. And I said, what? She's like, Cinco de Mayo. I said, oh, I'm Puerto Rican. She's like, okay. I said, so Cinco de Mayo is a Mexican holiday. And she had no idea why a Puerto Rican wouldn't celebrate a Mexican holiday. And I'm like, just because we're not.
Oh my God.
My second one though was cringe. We were doing around the world themed. And so we had something, if you're in Australia, it's white bread with butter and sprinkles and they call it fairy bread. And in front of everyone, they said, this is actually called fairy bread. We didn't name it after Mr. Williams.
Oh no.
Oh my gosh.
And so when I started doing, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start writing these down. So I had them, but I was like, am I being bullied?
Yeah.
By administration and teachers. And I think they thought genuinely that they were like, he's my best gay friend. And like, it's okay for me to say this because we're, but I'm like, no, this is gross. You can't say that. And like, I would, like at first I'd be like, huh. And then the colleagues that like I love would be like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, that was a crappy thing to say.
Oh my God.
Right?
I had, my first year teaching, like at the school I used to teach at, my principal. My principal was god awful. Like she was the worst.
Yeah. And like, worst.
Like I have nightmares about her, and I'm like,
dang.
Oh, no.
No, she's awful. And she was like, my first year teaching, I had, I was having issues with like behavior of one kid, and she, like, I asked her, I said, what do you think we should do about this? And she like came straight up to me, and she was like, well, that's my job to decide that. It's not yours. And I was like, well, I'm not trying to decide what happens.
Oh,
I'm just
you're
asking.
In the classroom every day with them?
Right. I'm like, sounds I'm just nice. Asking what I can do. And then, like, fast forward 9 months later, like, we were having the same issue. She comes to find me on the playground at recess, and she was like, hey, I just wanted to get your opinion. What did you think we should do about this? And I looked at her and went,
I didn't think.
That's not my job. That's yours.
Okay.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
Like, don't come for me when I'm trying to ask you a question and
don't
then ask
come
me.
For me.
Don't
so what
you
come
you're
saying
for
me. Everyone needs a Brie and a Mr. Rogers or Josh in their lives.
Yes.
Wait, why me and Mr.
Because you guys, you would be the one to like
stick
defend
up
and stick up. Yes. And Mr. Rogers Josh would sit there and make us all feel good about
it. But I fight,
so you're sad.
You can fight. You have the yin and the yang. You're good.
See, here's my... When it comes
Breathe
to
the
me,
muscle.
I'm not very good at being like, don't say that to me. But like, if
Man,
I were
look.
To see someone come up and say something rude to you or you or you...
It's easier.
Listen, for the first time ever,
no.
I actually did like stick... I'm not one to stick... I'm not confrontational.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
I don't like that. So like, usually I'll just let something go. But like, someone did something to me last year and I like went straight up to them and I was like, I don't appreciate you talking about me to this person or whatever. And I was like, go me,
I'm like, you better get them, bestie. I'm gonna hype you up. I'm gonna hype you up.
Next time I have to confront someone, I'll call Brie and be like, hype me up. Let's go. I need some words of wisdom.
Come and hype me up.
As we wrap up the episode then, what is a tip you have for my biggest tip is if someone says something gross to you, I ask them to repeat it. Because second time, they usually won't say it. And I like it. Like they'll make a joke and they know it's inappropriate. So you go, oh, I didn't.
That's a really good tip, actually.
And
then, because it gives them a second to think about it and then say, oh, never mind. And then I just let it go. Because if they said it the first time, maybe they thought they were being funny. If you're asking them to repeat it and they can recognize their mistake, then we're good.
Yeah.
Then we're good.
My advice, try Jesus, not me, because I throw hands.
That's my advice. Gosh, I like that.
I have two, kind of, because when you made me think of one,
yeah.
In that, like, if they do repeat the joke or if they say something that's inappropriate, I don't get it. Can you explain it to me?
Yeah, 100%.
And then they realize, like,
Or
maybe they're just, like, embarrassed of,
yeah,
like,
as they should have been, probably.
But also something that my mom always said is that people who go out of their way to tear you down are so miserable with themselves and are so miserable at home, and they're trying to project to make them feel better.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to, like, it's easier saying remember that than actually practicing it, but just do your best because I want you to feel good.
Unless you ask a middle schooler, they say something, you'd be like, what you say? They just gonna repeat it.
And louder
and louder
with more swears.
Emphasis,
More swears. I mean, yeah, mine is pretty much like, I just try to keep the mindset of like, this person would not be saying those things to me if they were completely comfortable with themselves,
right?
Yeah. And if they were secure yeah. in their situation in life. And so like, as long as I'm doing what I can to be a nice person and I feel okay with my actions, mm-hmm. then, you know, you can't control what other people do.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We had so much fun kind of segueing yeah. between different topics today.
Yeah.
But,
and, oh, go ahead. I said we have a small surprise for next week because it's going to be Thanksgiving. And so we thought that we would have our own little Friendsgiving and have a couple other people come and say hi and tell stories and just have fun with us. So we can't wait for you to come in and see them.
Or bye, best friends.
Bye. Bye. Bye.